This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, if it couldn't get any worse. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Hooters, guys. We are at our Hooters, Taj Mahal Hooters location here in Mall of Georgia. We're going to be here tomorrow and then at Buffalo's Cafe in Flowery Branch on Wednesday. So come through and hang out with us. Grant McCauley, before we get to what happened in Bristol, let's talk about Austin Riley. What do you know? What's the latest? And is this something that is going to continue to linger through the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think the answer to that last part is the most telling, and obviously the answer to that is yes. He went on the injured list just before the All-Star break with that abdominal issue and re-aggravated it in a rundown with one of the fastest men in baseball, though I will point out he was ultimately right, able to lay a tag on him. But this is the kind of thing that you just wondered, you know, and the ball will find you, as the old saying goes, and if this got stress tested, for lack of a better term, what was the response going to be? And Austin, who injured this initially fielding, suffered this once again in the field. So no real timetable right now in terms of what the rest of the season looks like, but clearly another setback and something that Austin has dealt with now twice, and we'll kind of see going forward how exactly he responds to treatment and if he's able to get back at some point before 2025 is come and gone.
And Grant, we had the story earlier this last hour about Grant Holmes. He's not going to do surgery. He'll try to do some sort of non-invasive, I guess, rehab. I understand why. I mean, like, he's trying to stay in the show, and you don't want to spend a year off with Tommy John. But, I mean, you think it'll work? I mean, I know you're not an orthopedist, but where do you think this goes?
Yeah, I didn't stay in a certain, you know, hotel chain either, so I don't know that I can necessarily play doctor for it. But I can tell you this, though. I mean, there's really no downside to giving it a little bit of time to see if there is a positive response to it. And that's, I think, is why he's leaving the door open for this. Either way, if he gets Tommy John surgery or the UCL brace procedure, his 2026 is going to be spent in rehab. So, you know, give it a couple of 3 months, find out and see where you are. And then you are not going to be back probably just based on Tommy John. It's 14, 16 months, maybe 18 months, depending on, you know, how where you Google and who you follow. But it just it was going to be a long term thing for him. So giving it some time, given where we are in the season, I think is worth at least a shot. And I think that's what Grant Holmes is hoping for, some improvement. If it was a very slight tear, though I will say this, and I just posted this on social media, I've gotten some questions about this from fans. If you tear it completely, obviously you're going to get the surgery. Even a partial tear, depending on the percentage, you know, you might could look at getting some kind of other, you know, regenerative, you know, maybe a platelet-rich plasma injection, maybe rest and rehab to see if it will heal itself. But I've heard this from a long time ago. Even if it's like 0.3% torn, it is a tear, and a lot of pitchers will just go ahead and get the surgery because they understand that by pitching through it and waiting, you know, you might just create the opportunity for re-injuring yourself, and then you've just lost that time. So that's a long way of answering the question of it's worth waiting, I guess, to find out, because the timetable for Grant Holmes, the die is already cast. He's going to miss 2026.
From that to what happened over the weekend, Grant, there are a lot of people who are saying, who's at fault here? Was this just at the track where they weren't prepared? You can't blame the Braves or the Reds.
No.
Right?
No.
They go to play a game. But
they go where MLB tells them to play, right?
Correct. But this is a bad look. But this is a bad look on MLB. Like, you try to pull this game off, nothing you can do about the weather, but you got to be able to at least please the fans. And the fans, most of them, a lot of them were not.
Yeah, it sounded pretty unhappy. I don't know when the last time you guys decided that you just wanted to eat a hot dog with no bun or nachos with no cheese. I mean, I guess we eat chips on a regular basis. It's not the weirdest thing. But when you go to a concession stand, you expect little things like a bun for the hot dog and whatnot. But, you know, all kidding aside, because I don't think it was very funny for the fan experience, from the running out of food to the, you know, just terrible weather on Saturday. And I am in agreement with a lot of people around the industry. Were this not a special event being held at Bristol Motor Speedway, if that was a game at Great American Ballpark, for example, I don't think it ever would have started. So there is that. They had the Sunday. I think it made them look more inept by starting the game, having to stop and suspend it, than trying to force it, because we all know, I mean, if you're around baseball or just have been out in the weather, there are certain conditions in which you cannot play a baseball game. And the more I watched that first inning just get worse and worse and worse, and the more puddles that showed up on that infield, I mean, I rode around on buses in the minor leagues for years. I haven't seen too many minor league games that would have been played under those conditions. So it was unfortunate. It was such a cool aesthetic, such a unique presentation. I think there was a lot to like about the idea and the concept of it, but it certainly, they didn't stick the landing on Saturday. I think Sunday made up for it a little bit, but ultimately it was a very challenging weekend for the fans, a challenging weekend for baseball. Ultimately, I think the Braves had some feel-good moments come out of it for Eli White, for Hurston Waldrop, and you know they did get this game in. But yeah, I think all things considered, you would have loved sunny weather so that you didn't have to go through a lot of the pain that you did on Saturday into Sunday.
Right. We talked about it earlier in Guy Talk. MLB basically put the kibosh on bringing coolers to a race. And if you never, Grant, you know, a rain delay at a racetrack generally is pretty miserable. There's just nowhere to go. It's tight squeeze. And then you throw all the things you just talked about. You mentioned Waldrop. That's a great story. Unfortunately, congratulations. Now you're going back to the minors. But what did you like most about his appearance?
Yeah, I'll tell you what's interesting about that, though, Mike, is that I'd kind of wondered all year, and I think a lot of Braves fans had started wondering aloud, especially after watching the entire starting rotation from opening day go on the injured list, when are we going to see Hurston Waldrop, among others? And I think that unlike, you know, some of the more unproven arms that are still kind of working their way up and do need time to continue to develop in the minor leagues, this was a first-round pick college pitcher in 2023 who rocketed through the minors, pitched in the big leagues last year, and I think has made some real mechanical changes this year that are going to help him to pitch a more efficient manner and to be able to repeat those mechanics. That was a big thing for him. He's got a great splitter, but his fastball was kind of flat last year in the majors, and his other secondary pitches didn't grade out very well, and the final grade for major league hitters was they liked hitting off of him, 13 earned runs in 7 innings. But we saw a completely different pitcher on Sunday. He was poised. He was in control. He was efficient. And those are things I think that have led the Braves to, I'm sure, look at it and say, where's another opportunity to use Hurston Waldrop? Now, he came up as the extra man on the roster, which is why he had to be returned to AAA, because obviously he's not going to pitch again for 4 days. The Braves do have a five-game series against the Miami Marlins that includes a doubleheader. I think we could see Hurston Waldrop again in one of those games. And as we move through that next 6-7 weeks that follows, finding more opportunity for him, because it's not exactly like the Braves have an ironclad starting rotation. If they get Chris Sale back, that'll be nice. We don't know about Ronaldo Lopez. Doesn't look incredibly likely for Spencer Schwellenbach, though the door's not completely closed. Opportunity could still knock again for Hurston Waldrop, and I think he's ready to answer it and to give the Braves some important innings and kind of set himself up for what could be a bigger role moving forward in the future, not just based off that one start, but some really good work he's done in the minor leagues this year to put himself in position to be ready for it.
Grant, did you hear AA on Fox on Saturday? I'm just curious. There was a comment at the end of his interview where he was talking about addressing the pitching, and it was kind of a tale of him owning, like, yes, we are going to do this in the offseason. He's not telling us what he's going to do. What did you make of that?
No, he won't tell you exactly what, but I mean, this, and I know we talked about it a little bit after the deadline, but that was really my question, was you've got a lot of question marks here, for this club. How are you going to answer those? And it wasn't all going to be solved at the trade deadline. I went pretty in-depth on From the Diamond on Sunday with this. You can find that on the Odyssey app. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts as well. A lot of Alex Anthopoulos' comments I was able to kind of parse through and had some guests on to talk about it as well. But I think that the Braves have a huge job ahead of them this winter. Yes, you have Chris Sale back in your plans. You got to see where Spencer Schwellenbach is. Obviously, Spencer Strider has looked, I think, very good over his last nine starts. He's got a sub-3 ERA and has won five of those and is piling up strikeouts again. So he looks like Spencer Strider. But I really feel like, Mike, and I know how you feel about this,
right,
the Braves need to go out there and get aggressive about adding some pitching to this rotation. And obviously, they're going to have to rebuild their bullpen again because you have question marks there. And guys like Raisel Iglesias, who may not be part of that plan moving forward, and you're going to have to pivot and find, basically, I think, a very much revamped pitching staff. So it's going to be a big winter. And there's no way other than for Alex Anthopoulos, who's the GM, the decision maker, to wear it right now. But I think he knows the job at hand and is going to have to get a little bit more, you know, in the weeds this winter than maybe he was a year ago, hoping that some guys could step up. And obviously, you'd like a little bit of health. That could help out with a pitching staff if you don't have to replace five starters.
Right. You need proven starters. We were talking about this.
Yes.
You know, when you're banking on guys that haven't, you know, burned through those innings, the risks now with all teams, it's not just the Braves, Grant, although it does seem like an epidemic for the Braves.
It's everybody.
And, you know, Lopez, because, you know, he had been a reliever, then a starter, and Sale, obviously, you know, that's just you know, that one's out of left field, what happened with the rib injury. One last note, positives, Money Harris, the adjustment he's made at the plate, is now is he fixed? Is this going to be good moving forward?
I think so. I mean, he looks fixed to me. I mean, this guy is batting, you know, just under 400, I think, over his last 18 games. And when you're in a regular season in July, August, and you're able to raise your batting average 33 points in 2.5 weeks, you are on a heater, and you are doing pretty well, and you're doing it consistently. Another multi-hit game on Sunday / Saturday, depending on where that goes in the record books. I was just excited to do a radio show after a Braves win on a Sunday for the first time since the middle of May. But Michael Harris, I think, has looked very good. The extra base hits are there. He clearly can play great defense. He runs the bases. This is a guy. And again, I really harped on this one from the Diamond, that every time I look at him coming into a season, I think there's another level to his game. I know you guys have heard me for the last 2 years talk about this. I think we're seeing another glimpse of that. And importantly, a reminder that, you know, sometimes you got to grind through it to get to the other side. And Michael Harris, to his great credit, continued to work hard and have the confidence that it takes in one of the most humbling games that there is to find his way through those hard times and enjoy some success. I'm not going to give you the Dusty Rhodes promo, but Michael Harris, he went through the hard times this year, and now he's on to the other side and hopefully going to finish the season strong, which is something he's done basically every year that he's been in the big leagues.
Mike, he said Harris has gone through hard times. Let's hope that's the case. Grant, we will talk to you tomorrow and see where this thing leads us, man. This has been the most unpredictable, crazy season we've seen in a very long time for the Braves. Yeah. Thank you so much, Grant.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Yeah. You got it. And again, Money Harris, it is good. And we talked about a lot this year, more than I ever thought I'd be talking about a hitting instructor. Maybe hires. It took him a while to figure it out. But apparently they do have Money Harris where he needs to be. But Austin Riley's disappointing this year. The power numbers haven't been there for Olsen.
Home runs.
Ozzie, you know, that's another one. Is Ozzie going to bounce back? They're not going to move off of Ozzie's number because it's so inexpensive.
No. It's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's cheaper to keep her.
Yep.
And for Ozzy, you know, the deal is we kind of forget. Guys, he's been there 10 years. I mean, I know you guys don't realize that. Like, he's been here for a minute. It's I know he's still young, but, like, that's part of this. And I think this is by far his worst struggle since he's been a Brave. All right, we're coming back. Mike and I had a chance to catch up with Jake Matthews, longtime left tackle for our Atlanta Falcons. How is he feeling at camp? And what does he think about this O-line? It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.